Welcome to What's Up Wednesday, Robot Edition. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. I was not ready for the Robot Edition.
Dude, you better have some fucking groundbreaking news on robots. You've been hyping
I know.
For goddamn days.
Okay, I can't believe it, you guys. Have you not heard about Tesla?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk's robots, where he's like, yeah, they'll perform tasks for you, and you can outrun them. It's like, wait, hold on, let's go back. Why do I have to learn how to outrun them? Like,
yeah, so Elon Musk had something called AI Day, where he announced the Tesla bot. It's a 5'8 standing robot that will be able to carry 45 pounds. It can deadlift 150. It walks 5 miles an hour, and it can... it can perform dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks. And it can go and get your groceries for you. You can tell it stuff like, hey, pick up that wrench and that bolt and put it on that car over there, and it'll do it. My guess is that they are going to use these robots on Mars in order to do the tasks outside, like building the enclosures and the all the buildings and stuff like that, that where it puts humans in danger. So it's pretty cool. They said that the prototype is going to be coming out next year. And it's amazing that these are probably going to take over every factory job out there. And humans will be out of work. Oh,
it's a possibility. I mean, the thing is, it's such a weird slippery slope, because obviously having robots in the workplace will alleviate a lot of workplace injuries, a lot of workplace overwork, you know, people who are overworked and stuff. But you're right, people will be out of jobs. But it's like, as humans, have we evolved past certain jobs? And so like we can have robots do them. But I don't know, man. That's just, once again, this is scary. This is some Detroit video game shit. You know, like we're like, oh, have my robot go pick up some groceries for me. I mean, we already have them deliver it now. I mean, that's the future. We don't need an AI going out there and fucking with a grocery list. I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah, but, you know, Musk is like the only one pushing us to this next level bullshit, like autonomous cars going to Mars, robots that can actually listen and go do stuff for you, like actual robots, humanoid robots. Isn't that, it's fucking insane. It's the future. We're living the future.
Those poor robots, they're gonna end up like turning on us. I'm calling it. Remember this episode, folks.
Yeah, but that's what they said. He goes, they can only go 5 miles an hour, so you can take them out, and you can, if they ever have an uprising, you can run away. It's like, but what if they get their hands on guns?
yeah, exactly. I don't trust it. Also, if this sets up shit on like Mars and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, hey, humans on Mars, suck my robot dick, and then they like punch a hole in the wall, or rip the hole through the wall, and then expose our astronaut peoples to the Mars environment, like. And then they boil alive or whatever happens to you on Mars.
It's like that scene from Total Recall where they just fly out the window and then they get their eyes all big. Like,
yeah. and then we're like, oh shit. Well, there went our Mars mission. And then we get a ransom call from fucking the robots. And they're like, beep, boop, beep. Send all your money to us and resources to us. We now control Mars, bitch.
Send all your Dogecoin to Mars.
Send all your Doge to yeah, exactly. All your crypto now belong to me.
I'm telling you, we're gonna have a legion, like We Are Legion kind of deal, yeah. Like where it's gonna fucking, yeah. They're all gonna have like one thinking tool,
yeah.
Like it's gonna be wild. We're fucking creating our own enemy,
and here, then they're gonna like start like mining Mars or whatever, and they're gonna like start building shit, and they're gonna like send a fucking space warhead to Earth. Like fuck y'all,
this is real,
yeah. And then in like 8 million years. Life is recycled and now they now have a robot Jesus and they now have a robot population and some of them worship robot Jesus and some of them don't, and then there's just war between the robots on Mars.
Some real Mass Effect shit going on here. It's yeah, that one robot race that was created for menial tasks and they fucking rose up one day. Like it's like that's the shit I'm thinking of, man. Not the Protheans, but the fucking the enemies in part one, whatever they were. Man,
I'm just saying.
Some wild stuff.
Oh, good! Congratulations, you made them only walk 5 miles an hour. But what do you? I mean, like seriously. Oh, heaven forbid they get a gun. Yeah, or learn how to drive.
Hey, listen. All I'm saying is we don't have to worry about these ones. The ones we have to worry about are the ones from Boston Dynamics because
yeah.
Those motherfuckers can jump 15 stories. They can do flips. They can run. The only thing they don't have yet is opposable fingers, but I'm sure that shit's coming.
It's a matter of time, and just wait until those two like get together.
And they make
it's game fucking over. Also, I think we just discovered a class system within the robots. You've got the spry ones who are the leaders because they just tell the other ones from Tesla what to do, and those just mindlessly do it.
Like, don't forget, then those ones have dogs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those fuckers. Yeah, it's like some Black Mirror shit.
I'm now very uncomfortable with this power dynamic between the Boston Dynamic robots and the ones from Tesla, because the one from Tesla kind of seems like maybe they're going to end up being robot slaves to the ones from Boston Dynamics because they have, also, like you said, they've also got the dogs.
No. This is how it's going to work. The Tesla ones have the AI, so they're going to be running the show, and the Boston Dynamic ones are going to be the military, and they're going to be the one going out into the field and taking out the humans.
I understand with the AI, but also if they are supposed to and are programmed to just follow tasks, that I just feel like all it's going to take is accidentally putting a smart AI that can generate tasks into a Boston Dynamic one, and then it's just fucking game over.
Yep,
man.
Because like, also, yeah. Like, dude, you can't drive your Tesla anymore. You can't trust it. You won't be able to trust your Tesla, dude. Like it's gonna run off the road. And then yeah. Your Tesla is gonna just decide that it's gonna, I don't know, drive you off a cliff or yep. Something.
No, it doesn't even need to do that. All it needs to do is automatically set off the airbags and knock me out and then drive me off of a cliff or into some water or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it wants you to be awake for the experience.
Yeah.
Unless the car likes you and it's like, I don't want you to suffer long. Like, you have been good to me, Jeremy. Thank you for your time.
Except for time you drove over drywall on highway.
I shall. Yeah. Here, take this drywall. Eject.
Man, I'm getting some real uneasy vibes about the future now. Like, especially the way you described the two classes also remind me of zombies. You're like, oh yeah, you have your walkers, which walkers are still there. You get them in a group, you're fucked. And then you have your runners. Then you're like, yeah, it's the runners. It's like, oh, man, we are getting different classes. Zombies.
Don't forget about the giraffe one. It's the picker one and it's on wheels and it can go up to like 30 miles an hour to go. It's supposed to like pick things in the warehouses like Amazon, yeah. So it runs.
Same that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like yep. A boom camera operator. The way yep. It's like weighted and stuff.
Okay, I can see brilliant. That.
Just think really those are going to run you down,
dude. We're fucked. Also, I mean, we're fucked because we're gonna roll this system out with these guys that are gonna be like doing all this work, and yeah, people are gonna be out of work because we don't take care of each other, and so like all these people are gonna be out of work because in all of like the science fiction like. Utopia or even dystopia where things fall apart, like sort of societies, is that you have like the class or everyone, no one works, right? Because everyone's like, dude, our society takes care of each other. That's why we have these robots. We don't need to do this work anymore. Like we get to live leisurely because we're good because robots do everything. But we don't do that here in America. And it's going to be more like District 9 where like everyone's living in fucking camps because everyone's yep. Poor as shit. and robots.
Yep, you're not wrong.
Well, I for one can't wait.
You're just doing that because the Tesla can hear you from here. You're like, I for one can't wait.
I am so excited.
Jeremy, boy, blink twice if you're in trouble.
I sure love my Tesla. I'm going to go take it to the car wash and get it nice and clean and pretty right now. First thing in the morning.
Pretty much.
I better make sure it's plugged in and getting it's getting its meal right now, so it can have a nice. It'd be nice and charged, and be well taken care of.
See, this is the part too where we also work in the Matrix kind of storyline because, Morpheus is going to come out and be like, "We don't know what happened. Who scorched the skies first?" But like, we would think like, "Oh, all we got to do is take away the electricity. They can't charge." And solar, we got to make sure there's no more sun. And then all of a sudden the robots would be like, well, now we're using humans as batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And
I watched the Animatrix. I know.
Neo died for this.
and then Neo is born and we take on the creator.
And then have a weird, wild orgy afterwards robot, and a huge rave.
Robot Jesus. We take on Robot Jesus. And then they make a sequel 20 years later that, for some reason, is happening that no one knows why.
Yeah, still don't know anything about that.
Can't wait for it. I just know it's December.
All the Matrix 4. Yeah.
Can't wait for the trailer. Should be out by now.
Yep. Did you guys see that Kevin Feige was like, yeah, we're going to release a Spider-Man trailer before the movie comes out? And it's like, what?
When?
Like the day before?
Keep it secret. I'm cool going into that movie completely fresh, without seeing a trailer.
I know is that I'm watching it from the comfort of my own home again when it's on Disney Plus.
Well, no, did they announce
it? Ain't happening, but it's Sony. They ain't doing it on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
it's
on, Sony going to be yo.
Yeah, it's not. Is it? Oh, yeah, the Disney stuff isn't on Disney. I mean, they are. No?
Spider-Man's? No, they're not.
They're not?
Not until, next year.
Well, I'll have to figure it out then.
No.
Sony will sell it. Sony will sell it to Netflix for $100 billion.
I mean, yeah, they did it with Far From Home.
So. I'll get it. I'm watching on Plex.
Get it. There you go.
Yeah. All right. That's your robot edition for today of What's Up Wednesday. I'm sorry we didn't get to more news, but that was the most important thing to talk about, and that's all you should care about. So, yeah.
We're doomed.
Get ready for the robot uprising.
Yay.
If it isn't a climate crisis, it's robot takeovers. Tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.